join us here at the home of world heavyweight champion Fabio Wardley. Suffolk Punch here in Marksham. We're not here for Fabio Wardley business today, though. We're here to meet the new generation, the next generation of fighters who are fighting on a big pro show in Ipswich on February the 21st, Saturday, February the 21st at Trinity Park. So today we're hopefully speaking to Eilish Turney, Suffolk's first female professional boxer, and Isaiah Hamilton-Allen, who's a bit of a protege of Fab, who's going to make his pro debut on the show. We're also going to have a chat with Matt Brennan, who manages a lot of the fighters who are going to be on that bill. So let's get inside, let's get chatting to him. Okay then, in the ring then, with Eilish Turney, makes her return to the ring on Saturday, February the 21st. Last time we were down here, we spoke to you about a fight that actually never happened. It was going to be a big one for you as well, Stevie Levy, Ipswich v Norwich Derby. Didn't happen though, because you had some kind of health concerns. Yep. First of all, how are you? Just bring us up to speed on what happened, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm all good, fully recovered, got the all clear and everything. Just one of those things, had a smear test. My results came back not as great as the doctor would have hoped, so we just removed what was there, fully recovered and back in the gym, ready to go.
And obviously a message in terms of the kind of health side of that is get yourself checked.
Get your smear test, people, please. It saves lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that a lot of women don't get, but clearly very important.
Oh, 100%. Like, especially at my age where, like, I'm 27, I think I'm indestructible. But then you get news like that and it does bring you back down to earth where you think, I need to look after myself. So definitely, anything changes in your body, get it checked over with a doctor.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad you're all clear. Pulling out of that fight, though, obviously for a very good reason. That must have been tough, because that was a fight you wanted for a long time and you were very excited about.
I still do. It's one of those fights where, respect to Stevie, you know, she said what she said on social media, like, I would have been upset too, but it's something that could potentially happen. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it does, I'm game, you know. So I asked for it, I got it once, let's see if it happens again.
Okay, first up though, you're back in the ring in Trinity Park as well, which is obviously somewhere you fought before, fighting at home. How excited are you for this one? How are you feeling heading into this one?
I'm feeling good. It's come back, what, 3.0 now or something? But we're coming back, Trinity Park, good six-rounder with a very established boxer. So I'm ready to go.
She's had a lot of fights, so she's certainly going to come in there with experience.
Good, that's what I want. I want the big fights. I want the experience. I want to show people what I've done while I haven't been at home feeling sorry for myself. I have been grafting and I've been learning and watching and just trying to do everything. So it's going to be a new Eilish come the 21st.
And first fight as well at Super Bantam, which is the weight you think you're going to be best at. Just talk to us a little bit about that.
I'm going to be unstoppable at Super Bantam. Quick, fast, just strong, everything. Like, I can't be touched at Super Bantam.
How do you know? Because, I mean, people watching this who maybe haven't boxed, how do you know when you're kind of at the right weight?
It's just that feeling. Like, everything just clicks, everything moves well, I don't feel heavy. It's just, you just know, you just know.
What are we expecting then, Saturday, February 21st, in front of your hometown fans, looking for the stoppage, I'd imagine?
Definitely. I'm saying three rounds, but if it goes to six and I put on a great performance, I'm not upset with that. But three rounds and I want a stoppage.
And then I'd imagine the big goal for you this year, the tornado, is to keep busy.
Oh, 100%. I want more than one fight. So hopefully speak to my manager, get straight back out and just keep rebuilding up the ranks of Super Bantam.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Eilish.
No, thank you.
Okay, then here we are then with Isaiah Hamilton-Allen in the ring. You're just a few days away from your pro debut. You're backed by world heavyweight champion Fabio Wardley, which is not something everyone can say. Talk to me a little bit about your journey, though, before we get into your pro debut, your journey in boxing. How did you get into it? How long have you been doing it? What's your background?
So I sort of started, like, throughout lockdown. Like, I've always, combat sports has always been my thing. Like, you know, put me in football or anything like that, I'm useless, mate. I'm only good for my, you know, my pace or something like that. But combat sports is where I really stuck to. So I had a background in karate when I was younger, and then unfortunately got an injury. And then I was out of sport for a very long time. And then, you know, I was going throughout high school and, you know, I wasn't really doing too much. And then I got to the end of year 11 and I was thinking, I really just need to do something. I need that fuel again, you know, to fuel me to do something. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to give boxing a go. Because when I was doing karate, I was noticing I was winning most of my points with my hands. So then that's when I saw, like, after 2019, the 2020 period, I'd seen Fab. He was doing PTs.
Yeah.
So then I got in contact with Fab and I knew him sort of because we're from the same area, Chantry. So I kind of knew him locally and then I just, you know, gave him a hit up on Instagram, said, oh, look, mate, I'm just looking to get into boxing. Are you available? And he said, yeah. So then he told me to head up to obviously Suffolk Punch and from then on, we just, you know, grew our chemistry together and I feel like he saw something in me and I just kept coming back and back and then he pushed me to do the white collar scene. And then, you know, I, you know, fought like six times with the white collar stuff. And then, you know, the next move was amateur. Had five fights in amateur. And then obviously now here we are, professional, about to make my professional debut, Feb 21st.
Can you remember the time when you thought, actually, I'm going to be good at this, or I could be good at this? The karate, was that transferable? Because obviously karate is a striking thing.
Yeah.
Very much about speed and kind of precision.
Yeah.
Was that transferable?
Yeah, I think it was. Like, I fought from a very young age. Like, you know, I feel like everyone does stuff. Like, you know, I used to be into my boxing still at a very young age. I never did it, but, like, you know, I used to run around, maybe hit things and stuff like that. And, you know, box and things like that. But yeah, just from a very young age, any sort of combat sports, I just felt like, you know, I was just like stuck to, you know, I could pick it up really easily. And yeah, I feel like that just what's transferred to boxing as well.
How do you make the decision to go pro then? Obviously you've got people around you who decide if you're good enough or not. Yeah. But making that decision must be quite a big thing for you.
Yeah, it is a big thing. I thought, you know, when I very first started out boxing, we, you know, come into this gym that's a, you know, very pro style gym, you learn a lot more from them and you pick up that pro style. And I feel like from the start, you know, everyone around me, we kind of knew that, you know, the pro style was always going to be my style. And as we saw when I went to the amateurs, you know, it's great that I went there. And, you know, because you need to learn different sort of, you know, how to go about in this, you know, in this sport, because you can't just be one style. So it was nice to pick up things from amateur, but my style was, you know, preferably made for the pros, 100%.
How would you describe yourself as a boxer then? We know Fab is a murderous puncher, all about power. I would suspect with your karate background, you're kind of more of a precision kind of surgeon, are you? How would you describe yourself as a fighter?
I feel like I like to go through the gears, pick my shots. I like to be defensive, I like to be offensive, just literally whatever, you know. I feel like I decide when I want to do what I want to do, and I feel that's what you need to do in the sport.
Talk to me about your pro debut then. You only ever get one. You're going to be getting your pro debut in front of your hometown fans as well, your home crowd.
Yeah.
What do you hope for? What do you expect? What do you kind of are worried about, if you like, from a pro debut? Because there's going to be nerves, there's going to be adrenaline, there's going to be a lot of pressure on you as well.
Yeah. Well, like I say, pressure makes diamonds at the end of the day. So, you know, I'm just, you know, happy to go in there. And, you know, what a way to do it than in my hometown, do you know what I mean? With all the support of everyone. And, you know, I just can't wait to get out there and display my skills and, you know, show the world what I'm really about. And that's what I intend to do.
Excellent. Talk to me about sparring as well, because I know you've been down sparring at Ben Davidson's gym, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that's going to be some tough sparring, I'd imagine, stepping into. Quite intimidating as well for someone just starting out in the sport. What's that been like? I mean, I'd imagine you've had to be learning really quickly.
Yeah, it's great, you know, especially to go to that gym and just see all them boys, you know, you've got, you know, future champions, present champions, everything like that. And just to see them, you know, they're working hard, it gets you motivated as well. And I think you learn no better way than to jump in there with the best. And if you're not, then you're kidding yourself at the end of the day, because it's a hard sport. And if you're not willing to take it to the top, then, you know, what are you doing?
Do you learn quite a lot about yourself, though? I'd imagine there's a moment in sparring, when you're sparring with those kind of people, you think, actually, I can do this, I am going to be all right at this sort of thing.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you kind of in there, and some people feel like, I feel like that's where you're actually made, like, if you really want it or not. And, you know, there's sessions I come out with and I'm like, yeah, you know, I do want this, do you know what I mean? And that's what gives me the fuel to go back, and I'm like, I'm going to do better next time, do you know what I mean? And that's just what I intend to do every time.
Talk to me about Fabio Wardley then. It's not everyone that's got a world heavyweight champion backing them. I know he's not officially your manager, but you're kind of going to be his protege. He's going to take you under his wing, give you some advice and stuff. How big is that for you, having someone like that guiding you, who's, you know, one of the best stories in sport, what he's done, and now you're kind of starting on the same path?
Oh, it's great. Honestly, like I said, like, I couldn't ask for no one better, you know, like you said, like, how many people can say that they've got like a world champion in their corner? And to, you know, come up here and learn stuff from Fab and just see him and just see a local lad come from the same area and change their life, change their family's life. It's so inspiring. And, you know, it just makes you just see that, you know, anything's possible unless you just put your mind to it. And, you know, I've always believed that the sky's the limit. And, you know, I hope to do the same, you know, eventually one day myself.
Well, final question then. A few years ago now, I stood next to Fab, just as we're stood now, and I said, Fab, how far can you go? And he told me, I'm going to be world champion. And I thought, Fab, you're nuts. But he's done it.
Yeah.
What can you do? Can you emulate that?
Of course. You know, like I said, you believe you achieve, and I intend to do the same thing. You know, it's just all about hard work and dedication, and, you know, that's, I feel like that's what I have, and, you know, I'm not going to stop until I get to the top.
Excellent. Best of luck, Isaiah.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, and here we are then with the man behind the show, Matt Brennan. We've just been speaking to Eilish and Isaiah, obviously talking to them about the fights. Other fighters obviously on the card. What can you tell us about the other fighters that people are going to see on the night?
We've got a whole host of
boxers who from the East Anglia area. And yeah, we've got some great fights. So Tyler Marriott's is back in the ring after he had a draw last time out against Jordan Granham. Jordan's a fantastic boxer. Tyler was unlucky not to get the win, very unlucky actually. So when I said to Tyler, what do you want next, he said, I'd like to get revenge on that last fight. So yeah, we made that fight, which was great. Then we got Mackenzie Hands coming up from Bristol, so he's 1-0 lightweight, who made his debut back in November. Mackenzie's comes from a good bloodline of boxing in his family, and he will be he's one to watch out for. So he's coming up, he's bringing a whole host of people from Bristol. He will he's fighting again a month later on the same show as I, so
okay,
second fight out. So hopefully Mackenzie will be 3-0 by the end of March time. And then we've got Liliella Cross-Seaman. So Liliella currently is 3-0, hoping to go 4-0. We were trying to make a southern area or an English area fight for her, but just couldn't find the right opponent. And so this is going to be just a step up for her, ready for that big sort of title fight. So we're getting close for her. Really good. This year is pushing for titles and pushing to get her on the big shows. Then we've got Callum I knew that was coming.
Callum Faherty.
Callum Faherty from Norwich.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about Callum, but I know that he comes from a great
camp.
Great camp, great boxing gym in, Graham Everett's the main coach there, and Graham's had lots of good boxers. And I think this is Callum's second time at Trinity Park, so we're looking to see how he goes as well. And then you've got Rio Gordon. So Rio was a late replacement. His brother Paul was on the show. Paul got offered a big fight on another big show, which he couldn't turn down. And within 24 hours, Rio's bout got cancelled. Wow. So he was due to fight earlier on this month. And he was keen to get on the Ipswich show, relatively local, ex-England boxer.
Yeah.
So he's in the amateurs. So he's had a great amateur career, and he's looking to showcase his skills in front of everyone at Trinity Park.
Excellent. What a great night for boxing in the region, certainly. We've just been speaking, obviously, to Isaiah and to Eilish. Isaiah making his pro debut. Got the Fabio Wardley back in as well, so clearly Fab thinks he's made of something special. What do you make of him as a fighter, and how far do you think Isaiah can go?
Yeah, Isaiah's a great, well, first of all, he's a great lad. Yeah, he really has got his head screwed on. Ability wise, he's still got a bit to learn, but same as Fab, Fab's been learning on the journey, and we're hoping that he's going to have the same sort of development as he goes. And if he does develop the way that he should do, with everything he's got around him, the team, his mentality, his attitude to boxing, he could go right to the top as well.
Certainly a name to watch. And Eilish, obviously, we're familiar with. We've spoken to her before, we've seen her before, telling us that she needs to be busy this year. Still got high hopes for her?
Yeah, that's the plan. It's been a year. Obviously, she's coming off a defeat. Again, she's had fights offered left, right and centre, so she's not going to go short. She was offered a Commonwealth title fight on another show, but she opted to fight in her hometown, get her feet back planted, and wanted to showcase what she can do, because last time I think she was disappointed in her performance. She boxed really, really well, but she just lost to a better boxer last time out. So rebuilding began last year, and she's ready to rock and roll, as we say.
And just finally, just talk to me about boxing as a whole in the region, certainly Ipswich. Obviously the Fabio Wardley effect is going to be something that drives people to get into the sport. The fact that he's world champion is insane.
Yeah,
incredible. But that must really galvanise people to come behind him. We've seen it in other cities, obviously Ricky Hatton, etc. And there's a lot of talent now coming through.
To start off with the talent side of things, I think we're seeing more and more. Go back 10 years ago, was there a professional boxer in Ipswich? Fabio was probably the one who stepped forward. And as I say, now we're missing one or two as well from this show, but We've now got a whole host of boxers from Ipswich and from Suffolk. So something has happened, you know, to make that happen. And you've got to give credit to Fab. And I think people are just inspired by what he's done. I don't think anybody ever expected him to be world champion, but he is. And, you know, who knows where he's going to go going forward. And I think that's the same with your Eilishes and your Isaiahs. You know, if Fab can do it, you know, what can we do? So they just use that as a gauge and see where we go on the journey.
So some names to get behind then, a big night ahead. Tickets still available? Can people come?
Yeah, tickets are available. They will be available on the door, but if you could buy them from the boxers beforehand, that'd be great. So just get in contact with your local boxer. You've got ringside tickets that are £70 and standard tickets are £45.
Excellent. Thank you, Matt.